innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turning into a heated exchange in the Oval Office, with President Trump accusing Zelensky of not wanting to make a deal to end the war and not thanking the U.S.
My whole life, that's what I do, is make deals. And I'm in the middle of a mess, because this is a real mess. It's a very dangerous one. If this doesn't get solved now, it's not going to get solved for a long time.
It ended with the White House asking Zelensky to leave early. The world and U.S. allies reacting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
We're already hearing from European leaders and top officials. They're rallying around Ukraine, as you'd expect. The Spanish is saying that the Ukrainians are not alone. The Lithuanians are saying you'll never walk alone. The foreign minister of Germany saying Ukraine is not alone.
Zelensky in a post thanked Americans and the president and Congress for support, saying Ukraine needs just and lasting peace, and we are working exactly for that. This is ABC News. A Mexican drug cartel kingpin among those extradited to the U.S. was in a Brooklyn court today. Rafael Caro Quintero was charged with drug trafficking charges and other decades-old crimes, gained him notoriety among DEA agents decades earlier. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
It was right at the heart in 1985 of the U.S. Just Say No War on Drugs campaign, and it really woke Americans up to the violence of the Mexican narco wars. And Kiki Camarena's handcuffs were placed on Caro Quintero. There were at least 100, maybe more, DEA and other federal agents in the courtroom as he was arraigned. His lawyer entered a not guilty plea on his behalf.
The unruly passenger who punched and kicked a seat and window on a Frontier flight last month has been officially charged. Houston police say Raul Ramos Tamayo was charged with destruction of an aircraft facilities. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99. With the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile, you're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge, tax with sale. $25 activation fee, terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder with a low in the mid-teens. Sunny for the weekend, high in the upper 20s Saturday, low 40s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 36.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Many dairy farmers and processors feeling the impact of the Trump administration's funding freeze. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has been successful. Now it's been paused.
This program has made their business more resilient. They've added jobs. They've created new products.
Sweeney says the program has 88 Wisconsin awards in process with nearly $6.5 million in outstanding promised reimbursement. A new deadline for school resource officers in Milwaukee Public Schools. Judge David Borowski found the city in contempt for failing to comply with his Thursday deadline requiring officers in MPS buildings. He imposed a $1,000 daily fine, but put a temporary stay on that order until a new March 15th deadline. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Here in Wisconsin, our farms grow more than crops. They grow communities. As a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member, I see how Farm Bureau supports the local economy by advocating for policies that keep farms thriving. When farms succeed, our communities stay strong. Farm Bureau is working for farmers, families, and the future of Wisconsin. Become a member today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07, reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction and the Wisconsin School Counselor Association has awarded Bobby Phillips of Mound View Elementary the Inaugural Program of Excellence Award. The award commends those who have used data to create a school counseling program that has a positive impact on the school community. Schools that have this award are eligible for the American School Counselor Association RAMP designation. It's the highest national recognition for a school counseling program. Mound View Elementary is in the Elk Mound School District. With the boys and girls high school basketball tournaments underway, former Durand, Arkansas student Reed Hansen and fellow master's program student Peyton Daschle have a project called Bridging the Gap that's centered around rules, education, and sportsmanship in regards to coaches, athletes, officials, and basketball spectators. The goal of the project is to bridge the gap between Wisconsin coaches, players, fans, and officials. To visit the project website, visit the Durand, Arkansas School District's Facebook page. Starting next week, Eau Claire's new Street Ambassador program will kick off in the downtown area. Ambassadors will be assisting visitors in finding local stores and destinations, while also helping to maintain a clean and inviting city. The program focuses on hospitality, ensuring a positive experience for everyone in the heart of the city. The ambassadors will be out Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You'll be able to spot them as they will have royal blue and yellow outfits on. The Natural Resources Board will once again attempt to set state standards on forever chemicals. The board announced Wednesday it will hold open hearings on PFAS contamination in groundwater and how to regulate that. No dates are set, but will be announced in the coming weeks. The proposed standards would mirror federal guidelines on the most common PFAS and PFOS chemicals. Department of Natural Resources officials say having those standards in place will help private well owners to receive remediation assistance and help guide action against polluters. Legislative Republicans have prevented the rules from being implemented over the last two times that they were brought forward. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The City of Durand has a new website. During this week's council meeting, the city administrator told council members that the new site is now online. City staff is going through each page of the site to correct any errors and outdated information that was transferred from the old site. The city will be adding new features to the site in the coming weeks. A group called Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin is looking to contest the recent approval of a pollution discharge permit for Ridge Breeze Dairy to expand to 6,500 cows in Pierce County. Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin is considering contesting the DNR's approval of the permit. Danny Aikenson with GROW says there are still landowners on the permit application that are not agreeing to have manure spread on their land.
Originally, the DNR said that they were going to require signed agreements with landowners, and then they backtracked on that and decided that they were only going to be requiring signed affidavits signed by the renters who are farming the land. And since then, we have had more landowners come forward and say that they still do not agree to have their land spread on. And those landowners were included on the affidavits. It said that they were aware that their land was going to be used for manure spreading and that they agreed to it. And if they are continuing to come forward and saying that they don't agree to it, then obviously that's not working.
Ridge Breeze Dairy CEO Greg Wolf told Wisconsin Public Radio that the dairy relied on growers to get that approval from landowners. The Wisconsin DNR says the dairy has 7,000 acres listed for manure spreading. The number of people found homeless in western Wisconsin during the semiannual count has fallen. From January 22nd through the 29th, volunteers found 34 people without a home. The number is a big decrease from the 104 last July. Everyone who participated gave basic information and a name to the volunteers. 16 people who did not provide enough information were not included. The count was run by community members representing over 28 organizations. The next count will take place July 23rd. The Environmental Protection Agency says it will uphold the current April 28th implementation date for year-round use of E15 and E10 in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and six other states. The action provides certainty for fuel suppliers and expands customer access to year-round E15 in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said it underscores EPA's commitment to consumer access to E15 while ensuring a smooth transition to fuel suppliers and refiners. Congress is currently negotiating a plan to allow the permanent year-round sale of E15 nationwide. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. and the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durant. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Several Green Bay area breweries are working together to create a special NFL draft beer. The 8th Round Pale Ale will be available in April during Draft Week, including at the Free Draft City Music Festival in Liked Memorial Park. The NFL draft takes place in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. For WRDN News, reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Doug. Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme. Because this deal's for a limited time. $149
for tax prep that's $149 or less. Hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Elliott evaluating CODA changes. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to more.
Got a great year ahead.
Where the roads don't have limits on how fast you can go or the sights you're going to see.
Oh, we got trouble.
Welcome to new places, familiar faces,
wow,
and memories in the making.
Hey, baby.
Welcome to a whole new season of NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Coca-Cola at Circuit of the Americas, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion Chase Elliott is getting used to the idea of a new Circuit of the Americas. The Hendrick Motorsports pilot who won the inaugural event at the Austin Road Course in 2021 isn't sure what to expect of the new shorter layout as the track goes from 3.41 miles to a 2.3 mile national circuit.
I do not have my head wrapped around it completely at this point. And I kind of hate guessing because I don't want to guess wrong, you know, either in that situation. So I would have to imagine it'll change the racing a little, I would think, just based off, you know, the way it's shaped. So hopefully it gives us some options or opportunities to pass or just be different.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Men's college basketball regular season winding down. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Badgers will take on Michigan State and East Lansing on Sunday, while Marquette is on the road facing Georgetown on Saturday night. Top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team opens the WCHA playoffs with the best 2-3 series against Bemidji State at LeBron Arena tonight. That's a 7 o'clock face-off time. The Badger men have the Big Ten's bye to close out the regular season this weekend. They'll play an exhibition Sunday night against the U.S. National Development Program. The WIAA Boys and Girls State Individual Wrestling Tournament continues today at the Kohl Center. The three-day event wraps up with championship matches tomorrow. NFL Scouting Combine continues today in Indianapolis. Tight ends and defensive backs are going through on-field skills testing. And in the Cactus League, the Brewers will take on the Giants in Scottsdale this afternoon. They beat the Royals 12-5 yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A look at the individual state wrestling tournament set for this weekend in Madison. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
The WIAA Individual Wrestling State Tournament will be held this weekend, with 560 boys athletes and 192 girls athletes competing in one of the crown jewels of the prep sports calendar. Taking place at the Kohl Center in Madison from Thursday through Saturday, more than 340 different programs are represented by this year's qualifiers. There are 14 defending champions in the boys' side returning this year, including a pair of wrestlers looking to join Elite Company as four-time state champs. In D2, Danny Heiser of Evansville is the top seed in the 157-pound bracket and has three previous titles under his belt. Koji Campbell from Kenosha St. Joseph is looking for his fourth championship as well, seated first in the 126-pound bracket of Division III, where he is currently undefeated. Only 29 previous wrestlers have captured four state titles. There are 17 boys' state qualifiers that are undefeated heading to Madison, along with three undefeated girls' wrestlers. One of those girls' athletes is New London senior Haley Krieger, who is 46-0 this year and looking to become the first female athlete to win four state titles. A reminder that this is one of the busiest weeks of the prep sports calendar, with girls' basketball and regional play, gymnastics and hockey sectionals, state wrestling, plus the last week of the boys' hoops regular season. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. According to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach, this is the time of the year when you absolutely have to target fish that haven't been pounded by all the other anglers out there. I'll tell you why, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says this time of year, if you're fishing community spots, you're having a tough time getting a bite. He said the aggressive fish in those spots have been taken. He said now all you've got there are the fish that are very finicky and hard to get hooked. So you need to find some new fish. You need to find some fish that have not been targeted. So you need to get off that community spot that everyone else has been fishing. To do that means you might have to take a few strikes before you find that ball that goes over the fence. And that means looking for areas where you have some transitions. According to Roach, one of the best late season transitions is where vegetation comes up against a pile of rock or rubble. He really likes a cobblestone that's connected to some deep vegetation. He says another area that you want to look at are inside turns. He says everyone fishes the tip of the points all winter long, and now these fish have migrated to those inside turns. Check those spots out too. Look for new spots. Find those fish that haven't been touched. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Something amazing is happening here. Scientists are using AI to study how whales talk to each other. CDW experts can give researchers the power to process complex data with HP workstations, advanced by AMD Ryzen Threadripper Pro processors. With easier handling of AI workloads, your organization can bring powerful insights to the surface. Make amazing happen. HP AMD and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HPAMD.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder with a low in the mid-teens. Sunny for the weekend, high in the upper 20s Saturday, low 40s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 36.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. And joining me on today's program, it's Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Well, first of all, let's take a look at where we're ending the day on the grains. Settlement prices in corn down 11 to 12 here in the nearbys. New crop is down 6 to 7 cents. Over on soybeans, again, 11 to 12 cent drop in the old crop. New crop down a like amount, 11 to 12. Cents. Kansas City wheat down 11 to 13 in the settlements here this afternoon. First of all, just thoughts in general here at the end of the week and end of the month for that matter. What are your thoughts on today's trade?
Yeah, so as you dig in and look, we've had some pressure, and we've had, continued to have pressure all week, and it really got started at the end of last week. And if you really just kind of think back, let's just roll back time and look back to the January crop report. And then on January 10th, we ended up having an adjustment because of the WASD reports and tightened up stocks on old crop. And the funds continued to buy that market, and they continued to add to it. And then late last week, we found a peak in there where the market ran up to some resistance, kind of the top of a channel, top of some resistance that took us clear back to, last spring. And when the market wasn't able to go higher, then what we've seen in here is we've seen some profit taking happen by the funds. We've also got probably a little bit more nervousness out there because of what's going on the tariff side. And then when that starts selling off, starts happening, you get some funds. Some of them start buying back, some of those long positions they accumulate. And we got to think when the market kind of peaked there on the corn side, they were probably long 350, maybe 360,000 contracts. So, you're talking a billion and a half bushels of corn. And over on the soybean side, they might only been long about 25, 30,000 contracts. But then when that selling happens and the market starts backing down, you come through some stops. So there's some additional selling. And then as a result of that, then that causes the technicals to look worse. And we just haven't ran into a point so far where anybody's willing to step up and buy. And when we're coming down like this, there will be a bounce. There definitely will be. And we're just in the process of trying to find out where that's going to be, Chad.
Okay. So now I'm looking over on the livestock side, too. You've got cattle contracts, live cattle down over $3 in some cases, feeder cattle down two to three, actually, and hogs were down as well. Was this just a mass off day for commodities in general? What were the outside commodities doing?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We did see that. We did see some pressure over there, you know, also in the crude oil side. You know, it backed off, not terrible, off about 59 cents a barrel. U.S. dollar index was a little bit higher, but it's pretty uncommon to see, you know, the corn market off this much, also to have the wheat market off where it's at, and then to also have at that same time you end up having livestock off. I hate to use the term because I think it gets overused, but definitely looks like a lot of risk off, and I think a lot of that does come back to some questions in regard to, wait a minute, going into a weekend, we know that some of the tariff action could kick off, you know, first part of next week. You know, everybody just kind of stepped back away from the market, at least from the buying side temporarily, Chad.
Okay. We'll talk about tariffs in a moment, but can you, you talked about the fund movement, you know, earlier and how they were kind of in and out. Could you point to something specific that has these corn and soybean markets off, or is it a you know, death by a thousand cuts type deal?
I think there's a lot of that. I mean, from the technical side, there definitely was some technical action that happened when that market wasn't able to run higher, and we started to see us pull back in there. I mean, from the technical side, it definitely got the ball rolling. You know, some, I know there's some out there that are talking about, you know, the information that came out of the USDA Ag Outlook Forum, you know, adding to that from the acres and yield side. We can touch, you know, dig into that a little bit deeper in a moment. But I don't think that had a lot to do with it. But there's a number of different items that have came together. Now, if we were sitting here in the middle of July, you know, I'd probably have a lot different feeling about this. But we're sitting here early enough in the year. There's still a lot of uncertainty about what that Safrina corn crop is going to look like in South America. There's a lot of questions yet on what our acres are going to be here in the U.S. yet, and then also what our weather's going to be as we move, you know, into the spring planting time and then on into our growing season. And then from there on into ultimately filling those ears and pollination. We've got a long way to go before this crop is made.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that USDA Ag Outlook Forum. I know that the grain preview came out yesterday, but did the trade continue to take a look at that? What do we need to know about that?
Well, a couple things from it. I mean, I don't think the numbers in of themselves were really too much of a surprise. I know that coming in, you know, at 94 million acres on the corn and 84 million acres on the beans, that's up about 3.4 million acres on corn, down 3.1 million acres on soybeans. I think what it probably did is that it probably caused everybody to say, okay, not a big surprise there. Then they start looking and saying, well, what does that mean? As we get closer to the planting intentions report at the end of March, does that mean we could have much bigger corn acres? Well, the only thing about it that doesn't make a lot of sense was saying that that was the case and that's what really pressured this market. If that's the case, then, and we're going to even have more corn acres, is there 95, 96 million acres of corn, then that means we're going to have a lot less beans. And if we're going to have a lot less beans and pulling our beans back that much, then what that would do is that would have really given us some support over on the soybean side, Chad.
Okay, and just thinking about that, taking a step further, I know you start to run some numbers on what production and stocks to use might be. Can you do that with these USDA numbers at this point?
Well, you can, but probably the only usefulness is to say, well, what would it be like if we got out there to harvest? I wouldn't want to use them very much to try to say, hey, what is fair value as of today?
All right. Very interesting. All right. Well, we'll continue with this talk here in just a moment. Again, Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln, joining us. As he mentioned, there is still this tariff conversation. We're going to talk about that coming up in our second half of the program. We also need to do an update from South America. What's going on in Brazil, Argentina? What is this Safrina corn crop going to look like? And then kind of tie it back to our marketing plan as well. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that and more coming up in the second half of the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for.
Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. Chad Moyer with you again with Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. We got through the discussion about the Ag Outlook Forum in the first half. One thing that we hadn't hit on yet was the tariffs. You mentioned that in the first half. Where do we sit right now? And I know this isn't kind of an ever, it's a, could be changing very quickly, but as the trade wrapped up for the week, where did we sit on that tariff discussion?
Well, on the tariff side, I think it could have some impact in the market here, only because of the uncertainty of it. And going through a weekend, you just don't know what's going to happen. But kind of to dig into it, you know, we've kind of had mixed signals this last week. So on Wednesday, when Trump was asked about it in one of the noon briefings, he talked about tariffs for Canada and Mexico. Well, you know, we may put those on in March or might be out in April. But we had some clarification that came through, I think, yesterday was some of the best clarification that was out there, that it does sound like he intends to put the tariffs on the 25% on Mexico, 25% on Canada. Would go in place on March 4th. In addition to that, there'd be an additional 10% that would go on China. Now, my belief is, based on what I'm hearing, Canada has trade representatives in D.C. right now talking. Mexico, I believe, also does too. The whole discussion going around that is, you know, they're working through trying to meet what Trump wants to see. And really, it comes back to border security. It comes back to, you know, stopping of drugs coming across the border, really focused on the fentanyl side. And in my mind, I won't be surprised one bit if we come in either over the weekend or on Monday and find out that, you know what, there's been enough progress made between Mexico and Canada that those tariffs get pushed back. Now, as it relates to China, that could be a little bit different. I still think there hasn't been a lot of discussion, at least that's being shared openly, about what the negotiations have been like, or if there have been some negotiations at very high levels. In regard to the tariffs, I know there's been some talk coming out of China that they're working on some proposals that may get them to a point where they want to talk about, you know, the phase one or phase two of the past, and can they bring something like that back? And I think, you know, the Chinese tariffs probably go in place, and in Mexico and Canada, like we said, I don't think they will, but we'll have to roll into next week and see.
Okay. The other thing we should do is do a South American update, and we'll kind of divide it up into corn and beans, I think. First of all, let's on the beans. What's the condition of beans and harvest, especially in Brazil and Argentina right now?
Yeah, so as we dig in and look at that, let's start on the conditions first on Argentina. You know, they have had some good rains come in. I think we've got some of the worst conditions that are behind us. I think one of the things that we're going to have to think about is that, are they going to actually pick up too much rain in pockets down there? The latest numbers that we ended up seeing coming out of Argentina would have said that the conditions, good to excellent conditions on the soybeans, increased 7% from last week. It went from 17% to 24%. On the corn side, it went from 18% to 21%. The only thing that stands out in all those numbers as we looked at them, though, is that the conditions on the poor side of the crop did not change. So it was really kind of in there in that fair portion. And so we're going to have to watch and see. Maybe there's a certain amount of those crops down there on the corn and bean side that got hurt more than we thought. Then as we dig in and we take a look at, well, how is harvest going? Harvest side on the soybean side, looking at Brazil, some of the last numbers we had, should be a new update here. You know, it put them, you know, around that 39-40% harvested side. So they're making some good progress. You know, they have had some wet conditions come in this week, though. Now, it looks like they've got some drier conditions, at least for the eastern part of Mato Grosso in Brazil going forward. So that should help, you know, harvest move ahead. So that'll speed things up on that, Chad.
Okay, then what about the corn crop after that? Are they in good position to get this safrinha corn planted?
You know, the safrinha corn crop, they're moving along. They've made some really good progress. Now, I think what's going to happen, though, is that we are seeing a chance for some additional showers come back in into maybe Mato Grosso. So we'll have to watch and see if that does slow up, you know, some of the soybean harvest. And this is getting further out. Maybe we're out into day eight, nine. But our last numbers would show that the safrinha crop's about 64% planted, and that would be across the whole, you know,
whole country of Brazil, in particular in Mato Grosso, about 67% planted. We know that as of right now, or actually say as of March 1st, what we're hearing is that they're going to get to about 80% planted. Now, keep in mind, they really should be planted by now if they don't want to have any problems potentially, you know, come up in relation to those dry conditions that can happen when their, you know, their wet season ends. And that wet season can end, you know, out into April or out, you know, if it lasts a little longer, gets out into May. But overall, there is going to be a few problems that still can pop up on that safrina corn crop, Chad.
All right, just very quickly, what are the keys, all of this that we've talked about, what does this mean for our marketing plan?
Yeah, for our marketing plan, I think we use this pullback in here. I think the cash sales are really going to slow up. It'll give us an opportunity to lock in some basis levels, you know, for March on, and maybe even out into April and May. I wouldn't make any sales here on the old crop or new crop, but it should give us a basis opportunity.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, that's Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss and might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealers. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, building high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Across the country, many folks involved with commodity organizations will be setting out this weekend for Denver, Colorado, as the 2025 Commodity Classic gets underway on Sunday in the Mile High City. It's the largest gathering of farmers in the country, and I'll have more after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. The Commodity Classic, happening this year from March 2nd through the 4th at the Colorado Convention Center in downtown Denver, is America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The premier event is jointly presented by the National Corn Growers Association, the American Soybean Association, the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Sorghum Producers, and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. First established in 1996, the Commodity Classic has grown significantly over the years. The 2024 event in Houston set a new attendance record, attracting over 11,500 attendees, including more than 4,600 farmers, along with exhibitors, industry stakeholders, and ag media. The event kicks off on Sunday the 2nd with a pancake breakfast, followed by an opening educational session and the trade show opening up in the afternoon. Now, the trade show offers a unique opportunity to explore the newest equipment, products, and services available in agriculture. On Monday, March 3rd, early risers can attend sessions starting at 7 o'clock with the trade show running from 8:30 a.m. till 3 p.m., and that does include a lunch break. Now, the day culminates with the general session featuring industry leaders discussing current issues and future trends in agriculture. Now, as part of the event, I'll be taping This Week in Agribusiness, our television show, on Monday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. in the Case IH booth. Joining me will be Max Armstrong. Arlen Suderman from StoneX will be along to discuss the markets, and we'll have policy experts from the major commodity organizations stopping by to share their insights and expertise. But there's more to the Commodity Classic than what happens inside the convention center. Beyond the walls, Denver offers a vibrant array of activities. Visitors can explore local attractions like the Denver Art Museum or the historic Union Station. If you want details on planning your visit, you can learn more at commodityclassic.com. I'll be back with more when we return.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Yes, if you're heading to Denver for the Commodity Classic, we'd love to see you at the Case IH booth from 9 to 11 on Monday morning for our taping of This Week in Agribusiness. For more details on the Commodity Classic schedule or to better plan your visit, head over to commodityclassic.com. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder with a low in the mid-teens. Sunny for the weekend, high in the upper 20s Saturday, low 40s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently it's 37.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
But don't you worry about getting fixed up. When you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. Come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night like this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is one that we don't want to miss, no. So come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, you never look better than you do right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. All I wanna do is hold you tight. Come on, come on, come on, we're running. Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on. Say baby, I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Locally, Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California.
talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline and light up those streets that never sleep when the sky goes dark, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh. Things are.
It was where Granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it all.
problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back, wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. Well, I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since then,